have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Over the weekend, Israel launching what it's calling the second phase of its latest war against Hamas. ABC's Justin Finch reports from Washington.
The Israeli Defense Force is bolstering its Gaza ground offensive against Hamas militants, dispatching armored tanks into the Palestinian territory. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying Israel is now in an expanded second phase of war. The Israeli PM and President Biden speaking via phone, with Biden saying Israel needs to defend itself in a manner consistent with international humanitarian law.
Anti-Israel protesters storming an airport tarmac in western Russia. Hundreds of people surrounding a flight from Tel Aviv after it landed in Dagestan, a primarily Muslim region, throwing rocks, 60 people arrested. The Los Angeles County coroner waiting for a toxicology report to determine the cause of death of Friends actor Matthew Perry. This is ABC News. 2 weeks after he disappeared during what was supposed to be a three-day fishing trip, one man has been found. It's raising hopes that his partner may be found too. The man discovered in a life raft by a Canadian man and his nephew while out on the Pacific Ocean near the border with Washington.
Now the fishermen are turning their focus to his partner, who is still missing at sea. The Coast Guard made the very tough decision to call off that search a few days ago, but the fishermen say they are looking out for him too, and they are hoping.
That's ABC's Zareen Shaw. The man says his boat was flipped by a wave and he survived the last couple of weeks on salmon he caught. Moviegoers looking for a scare this weekend and scaring up some big money for a new flick.
Welcome to Freddy's. Have you met them yet?
Met who?
Five Nights at Freddy's, based on the hit series of horror games, earned around $78 million in its debut weekend. That's the biggest first weekend for a horror movie this year. Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Pay raises for district attorneys and public defenders appear to be having the desired effect. Vacancies are down since the raises went into effect July 1st. Wisconsin District Attorneys Association President Eric Tony tells Wisconsin Public Radio that morale is also better. Public defenders say much the same about retention and morale. Now, Tony says he wants lawmakers to create more prosecutor jobs to help lighten the workload. Tomorrow is Prescription Drug Takeback Day in Wisconsin. People who have old prescription drugs sitting around the medicine cabinet can bring them to one of 140 events happening around the state. There are also nearly 500 drop boxes where people can leave their old medicine anytime. Attorney General Josh Call says Wisconsin is consistently one of the national leaders in the safety effort, and it makes a difference. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers lose to the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers lose to the Vikings 24-10 at Lambeau Field. Green Bay charged with 9 penalties, a loss of 99 yards, disrupting their offense. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
That was obviously tough to watch.
you know, just way too many mistakes.
The Vikings improved to 4-4, a game behind the Lions, but Minnesota has likely lost quarterback Kirk Cousins due to a torn Achilles tendon. NBA, the Bucks struggled on defense, losing to the Hawks last night 127-110 in Milwaukee. Head coach Adrian Griffin on what the Bucks tried to do to stop the Hawks shooters and guard Trae Young.
We tried a little bit of everything. You know, he's a great player.
And the Badgers losing to Ohio State Saturday night 24-10 at Camp Randall. Quarterback Braden Locke asked if it was less disappointing losing to a team ranked third in the nation.
Thought it was an incredible atmosphere tonight, and you know, everybody wanted to get it done, and it sucks that we didn't.
That's Badgers quarterback Braden Locke. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast. A mix of clouds and sun today with daytime highs approaching 36. West winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast tonight, chance of snow 24. High of 38. Tomorrow, snow likely. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 28.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Morning.
Johnny, high school sports.
I'm not giving my big hello on a losing Monday.
Don't be one of those guys.
Although
the Badgers and the Packers back-to-back. And we had tickets for both of them.
I know. And I was kicking myself Saturday night. It's like right before the Badger game. It's like, why did I take those tickets Jim had?
Yeah.
Could be in Madison.
Ohio State.
Why am I not there?
And the weather was not bad.
It was fine.
Right.
And then I watched the game. It's like, I'm glad I'm not driving back from Madison right now. Then yesterday morning, even I was thinking, why did I take those Packer tickets? What the heck? And then halfway through that, it's like, boy, am I glad I'm not there. And then last night, I'm watching the Bucks play, and I turned it off and they were down by 23.
Wow. Were they home too? Were they at Pfizer?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
And it's like,
I'm sure some people went to all three.
You know what you know ticked what I mean? Me There's off a few... last night, though, Jim, around here?
What's it?
I did not like the purple lights on the bridge.
Oh, no, that's fine.
I'm just saying. It's like if you lose, shut them off. That's my
answer. Off a lot.
We talked to Eric. Eric, are you listening?
He does listen.
The mayor of Green Bay, if you're listening, why do a referendum? If the Packers lose, those opposing lights get shut off immediately. Yes or no?
305. Lights
yes,
off.
Done. Todd, you with me?
Absolutely.
I got to tell you something, Todd.
Yeah.
I was talking to a couple of people this weekend that listened to our show.
Yeah.
And you know what they said?
They love Todd.
They love Todd.
Yeah, I believe that.
You get that too?
We
love Todd.
Well, he's the smart one in the group.
Hey, Todd is really good.
Right, right.
It's like, what about me and Jim? Todd's honest to God.
I believe it. Saturday night, I was promoting you guys. I had a friend who was in radio. She's not anymore. But I'm like, have you heard these guys? And she's like, no. So I'm like, I made her sit in my car and listen to your shows. And so the one where when we presented the mayor with the painting of Milton.
Yes.
And you were singing.
Yeah.
She was crying. She was laughing so hard. She goes, you walk into that every day. I'm like, every day. And she's like, well, now I know why you don't mind driving to Green Bay every day.
Todd is like Todd is like, he's like surpassed us. You know, one of those things where it's like, it's kind of, you know what this is?
It started
It's kind of like Happy Days where the Fonz was going to be this like just big player.
Right.
And then all of a sudden and I read this article too about, Richie Cunningham, what's his real name? And they said to him one time, the producers said, Would you have a problem if we changed the name to the Fonz and Friends? He's like, I'm out. Then I just right. don't have him do his own show, but he like literally took over. And I think Todd's doing that to us.
He is. That's all right. But yeah, we it's one of those, you what do they say? You let the camel's nose under the tent, and now it's like,
yeah, he's exactly.
taking over.
He's that's
taking
what he's
over.
Doing to us.
But I tell you
thanks
one,
a lot, Todd.
Besides Todd, we've been relegated. We keep moving down pretty much every week.
Yeah.
But
by the minute.
But I want to tell you something else. My wife went and dropped off. We talked to Midwest, kind of cleaning the garage, cleaning out the, you know, getting ready for winter. Anyway,
yeah.
So we took some stuff to Goodwill, right? And she was there, and a lady who knew her, because didn't know her real well, but knew she was like my wife and stuff. She had Milton in the car, and the lady came up and said, "Is that Milton?"
No,
yeah, she did. And she goes, "Do you know how to swim yet?" So that was pretty cool. And Donna didn't know really who she was, but yeah. It was one of our.
Yeah,
that's kind of cool when that happens. And I'll tell you one other. I know tomorrow's our mystery guest, but I was at Costco yesterday and actually ran into our mystery guest. So
that's unbelievable.
And I haven't seen.
We've got a phenomenal mystery guest tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen.
It was just really fun because it's been years and years, and I'm like,
and out of the blue.
And tomorrow at 7.
I'll see you tomorrow at 7.
First thing he said to me was, awesome. "Hey, I'll see you tomorrow at 7.
I can't wait to have him on.
I said, oh, "That's cool. That'd be fun." So
that's
anyway,
great. We got a lot of stuff going on today. We got a big week coming up.
Yeah.
You know, another thing though too.
We do.
Okay, let me ask you this thing
because
I was
going.
You know, I really enjoyed having on. Was the guy the other day from the recycling place or the waste and everything?
Right.
Because Saturday was a beautiful day to do that. I was cleaning out the garage.
Right.
You know, I love doing stuff like that. It sounds dumb, but I enjoy stuff like that.
Right.
And, okay, but let me ask you this. So I put together a bunch of old oil and things like that.
Right.
And he said electronics. What about old? Because I've got some old leaf blowers that weren't battery, or you have to plug them in, which is kind of useless because then you got the big cord trying to go around your yard, and I'm throwing them away. Can you throw those away? It's not really, is that an electronic? What do you do with those?
They're the battery ones?
Yeah. No, it's a plug-in one.
No, I don't think so.
So what do you do?
Why can't you take it there?
Well, that's what I mean. Can you and then pay for it or what?
You know what? We have to maybe give him a call. I know that we took that window air conditioner.
Yeah, I got it for you.
Okay. So I was literally wondering about that. Can I throw these?
They have to have. They have a very good website. I think you can probably just go and type in what you have, and they'll tell
you
how much it is.
Just kind of that in between thing, you know.
Yeah. But that air conditioner was $15.
And, okay.
And it's great. They take it out of the car. They're super nice people there. Great customer service. So. I mean, I didn't do it, but...
No, I didn't think so.
I put it in the car.
Okay, I got to tell you something, though. I had a packet of that, the paint dry thing.
The kitty litter?
Well, but this wasn't kitty litter. This is actual. It's made specifically to put into paint to... it's another word I struggle
with. Coagulate.
Coagulate?
Todd?
That is correct, John.
Thank you. So, okay...
Okay, and I thought, well, so we're talking about disposing of paint.
Get rid of
your
paint.
Theory was
you can pour, you can put kitty litter or this other stuff that
they
make.
And then you can put it in landfill.
And then just put it right in your regular garbage. Just regular garbage.
I still don't get that.
Yes, but,
no, the guy said it. Wait, no, okay. I was wrong. Yeah.
So anyway, so I I've got this, you know, might as well use it.
Right.
I had about 3/4 of a gallon of paint. I put it in there and stirred it up a little bit. That stuff was so solid, so fast, you can't believe it. It was unbelievable.
So it works.
It works fantastically well. You could take a gallon of paint that's totally liquid. You could paint your whatever with it. But you pour this stuff, this solidifier, this stuff, and it coagulates your paint like you can't even believe.
But the can can't be full, right? I mean, it's got to be.
No, it's a gallon. It's this one little thing is for a gallon of paint. You can't even believe it, Jim. Within like 3 minutes, this full liquid gallon of paint turns into this, like, not even paper mache, like thicker, like just like solid. It's incredible.
And then you can...
Then just toss it right in your garbage.
All right. Well, we're all doing that cleaning out. So
yeah.
This is a good thing to know. And back in that recycling center on Broadway.
But I will say this. I think that's an awesome idea what they do. And I remember I did see that out of this old house. I don't even know if that shows on anymore. Well, this place in Minnesota where they take all that paint, as long as it's all the same type of paint, you know, latex, whatever,
right.
And they just mix it all together and they just had different pigments. And I've bought that paint from the Restore. I love the Restore.
Oh, yeah.
The Restore is my favorite store in the world. And I bought lots of paint from them. And, I mean, they don't have a lot of varieties of paint, obviously. You know, it's like white or beige or, you know, blue or whatever. But it works great.
But that Restore on Alloway Avenue, and knowing that, not only is that a good deal, but do you know that money goes to help Habitat Homes?
I know. Okay. Absolutely.
So it's a whole circle there. That is a great store, too.
I almost felt guilty.
My thing.
By doing it, it's like, I would actually be helping people by donating this paint and paying for them to take it. But it's like, I want to see how this stuff works. It's like, holy crap. This stuff works phenomenally well.
Stuff you put in the sawdust or whatever it's called, kitty litter.
Yeah.
Where'd you get that? Is that just something you can get anywhere?
Anywhere.
Hardware stores?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just Menards or wherever. Right. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So,
there you go. Got your garage clean?
Not yet. You know, it's a process. Because you always find stuff that, like, you know what I mean? Hey, right. Wow, I was wondering where this was. And then you start, like, puttering around with that type of thing.
And are you the Wisconsin guy? Do you have a refrigerator in your garage?
I do not. And I've
you're
always
the guy.
Wanted one.
John,
I have always wanted a refrigerator in my garage. And I do two things I've always wanted, a cabin up north and a refrigerator in my garage. Okay. And I have neither. And
probably
I've
not
always wanted that.
In that order. You know why people have that? I mean, in Wisconsin, I think we do like beer, and it's great in the summer because it takes up so much room in your refrigerator in your kitchen. But I'll tell you what I love it for is in the holidays is just having.
Yeah,
because if you
a great time to do it.
You
I
just
agree.
Have extra food
I agree.
And extra
I mean, there's
hors d'oeuvres.
Been, I've had a lot of Christmas parties at my house where
right.
I keep stuff outside because
right.
there's not enough room in the
right.
fridge.
Right.
And, yeah, I agree.
So, yeah, I was just wondering because I just.
Have you ever done that, though, too? It's like, and this is kind of like the Bill Burr, the comedian, you know, that thing about Samuel Adams pumpkin special or right. whatever like that. Yeah, you know, it's kind of like this. You know, some guy brings it over and it sits in your fridge for like 8 months, and a buddy comes over and he says, hey, you got any beer? I got this pumpkin crap. You know, that's the kind of stuff you'd have in that fridge.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I keep a pretty good inventory of Spotted Cow. That's. Most people like that, and it's kind of unique.
I know, but have you ever had this, too? This has happened to me at Christmas parties. You go out, and you buy these specialty beers or whatever, and right. nobody drinks them.
No, that's what I'm saying.
They'll drink a Busch
right.
Light.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's got, oh, I've got this, you know, this craft so-and-so and this one. Yeah. Oh, is that a Busch Light? Yeah, give me that.
Right.
It always happens.
Stuff with
then you're stuck with that
wreaths
stuff.
On.
Yeah.
And nobody's going to drink that in the summer because they know it's old.
Exactly.
So. Yes, I would agree. No, we keep beer, but.
Okay, so today, Todd put this together for us. Today is today the 30th already of October?
It is, yeah. Tomorrow's,
oh, my God.
Tomorrow's Halloween, man.
National Candy Corn Day. Haunted Refrigerator Night. I told you my story about the haunted refrigerator with my buddy.
Did you? I don't remember it.
Yeah, where he was...
oh, yeah, that's right.
he bought a house in, like, a really old part of town here in Green Bay, one of the President Streets. You know, one of those nice old, you know, bungalow kind of... Whatever.
Right, Van Buren,
and whatever. And it was... He said, boy, it's kind of a scary... It was kind of a, you know... And he said, well, I'm going to sleep here. You know, he's make his, you know, wife happy or his fiance or whatever. He's going to spend the night, you know, after... And middle of the night, he kept hearing these weird noises. And he went all the way around. He took his, like, you know, he took, like, a hammer with him in one hand and a flashlight in the other and searched every room and could not find anything. And he laid down, and, like, 20 minutes later, he'd hear this bizarre noise. And it's like, what is that? What's going on? I can't find anything. And his wife told him, or his fiance, whoever it was, told him the next day, he says, did you enjoy the beer? He goes, what are you talking about? She goes, well, I forgot to tell you, I bought a six-pack for you, and I put it in the freezer because it was warm. I meant to tell you to take it out. And the beer cans were exploding one by one during the night. And it was keeping him up the entire night. He couldn't find out what that noise was.
Every 20 minutes.
Every 20 minutes, the beer can was exploding. So that was Haunted Refrigerator Night.
All right,
and National Checklist Day. Is there anything better than... You know, though, I will say this. I had a class. I did one of those classes from a very prestigious firm.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Damage from a flood or fire, sewage backup, mold remediation, or biohazard crisis. In all of these situations, you need help. That's why Midwest Restoration is here for you. They're absolute experts at coming in and taking care of anything that needs to be done. For them, it's not just a job, it's personal. Dedicated to lending a hand during your time of need. Midwest Restoration, call 920-MIDWEST. That's 920-MIDWEST, 24/7, 365. Always there when you need them most.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
And we're back.
Sexy guys.
What is it about a guy in a jet pilot in a flight suit?
Couple things.
That turns women on so much.
Well, one is you had Tom Cruise that promoted that.
But maybe I will that kind of was the start.
Well, I don't know about that because...
Because I don't think Jimmy Stewart from, you know, his movies
but Officer and a Gentleman, remember that? Here's what I was going to say, Johnny. Guys in flight suits usually don't have guts.
You know?
They usually kind of look. Yeah. So I think it's a combination. Spelt. Right.
That's a good point.
But yeah, that's tough competition.
Yeah. Todd will look good in a flight suit.
You could.
Todd,
you could
fit in a flight suit. Except, yeah, you could.
No, you couldn't.
We couldn't.
I don't think you can have a beard.
No, you can't have a beard.
No.
Because you know why? You know why they do it? Because
of the masks, right?
Yeah, for the mask. Yeah. It'd be like,
oh, for oxygen and stuff? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so down on the field yesterday, the Olympic Simone
Biles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was down there. But obviously everybody wanted to talk to her, but the guys who come in their flight suits, because they come right after. They just
go right there.
Right. Yeah. And walk around the field.
I've had them up in my booth a lot of times.
Have you?
My box, or not my box, but Ted Thompson's box.
Right.
But they're for
veterans. You entertained a lot for veterans there, and it was always, yes, but on the field, and they had, you know, there was always some entertainers, whoever's singing the national anthem, and then sometimes they'd have some celebrities down there, but those guys in the flight suit were, you know, they were right up there. People wanted to shake their hand and get a picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's we may be past that, Johnny.
We're going to do a ladies only text thing here. Ladies, what else besides flight suits? What else is an automatic a guy simply looks better in? Ladies only, what else does a guy look better in?
Okay, so like what would it be? Like a 3-piece suit, you mean? Or
because it's
speedo?
Like, I mean, I've known women who are just very whatever, and then all of a sudden a guy in a
right.
You know what I mean? It's like
true.
Just automatically a switch flips.
Yes.
And it's like it's like is what there, else is there so besides question, a flight suit?
Yeah, so the question is there anything better?
Because we could start dressing that way.
I think we're going to.
To be more attractive.
Right. That would be as soon as Todd's getting the video, right?
Todd, how do people text us? Ladies only.
Ladies only this morning.
But what's the question, Johnny?
What else besides a flight suit
is
more an automatic?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
My knees are okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because we're not asking if that's an automatic because that's a given.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you, totally honest with you. If they saw me today in my sweater vest, that might be it. Todd?
No?
Pull up the sweater vest.
Yeah, I think we'll see how many
votes we get for a sweater vest this morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Rogers was just, he was a sex symbol, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, download the Civic Media app, choose WGBW or WISS, and then in the lower right-hand corner, click on text.
Or I will say this. I will allow guys to do it. What were your female partners or whatever you want to call it? I'm trying to be so careful these days,
John,
about what pronoun
paranoid.
To use just anymore. But what would your whoever?
Wouldn't a guy can say a guy in a flight suit is.
Yeah, we'll go with that. Okay, I mean, we're opening up.
But is there any.
Okay, we got this text. Men simply look attractive in uniforms, police uniform, military uniforms,
you know,
et cetera.
That is true.
Yeah.
And the. Yes.
I wore a uniform.
The uniform, yeah, was that jumpsuit.
No, I wore a uniform. I wore a uniform one time.
Yeah.
When I worked at the Holiday gas station. the blue pants and blue shirt with my name on it.
That oval name.
Yes.
That's awesome.
That's exactly right.
Is that back in the day when gas was cheap and you gave a kite if you
came
there?
And we had to go out there and fill up and wash their windshields.
That's awesome.
Back in those days. That was 1975.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I think
I've looked pretty hot in my holiday gas station.
It's a uniform.
Okay,
so
we got this
one. You qualified, Johnny.
This one is, I will go with this.
Okay, let me see this.
Okay, so we've transferred over to like what women look like. A woman wearing leather pants. I agree with that. There is something about leather pants. And I've never been with a woman who wore leather pants. But I'm a fan of that. That is an automatic for me.
Yeah.
That is. That's an automatic for me.
It's like it was John's decision. I've never been with a woman that wears leather pants. I think the way you should word that is a woman with leather pants has never been with you.
Yeah, that's a good point, too. Why'd you have to take it there? Why'd you have to turn that totally around?
Well, it's 6:25 a.m., right. So I want to get you.
Okay, so we were talking about National Checklist Day.
Yeah.
But Dr. Fred, in the seminar I took with him.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And it said that checklists aren't good.
Mm. Wow.
Because sometimes you do it and you think you're accomplishing something just because you cross that off. You know what I mean? It's like setting the bar too low almost. It's like, oh, look what I've accomplished today because you can cross it off your list.
No, I'd heard, I didn't take his class, but I went to, I don't know, seminar, read something that you should write things down and cross it off because it gives you a sense of accomplishment.
I agree with
that.
And
builds
your
energy to do the next and the next. And you should start with the easy tasks. Like, I don't think it should be as simple as pouring a cup of coffee and cross that off.
In your Harvard cup? In your Harvard mug? How come you don't wear your Harvard hoodie here? Because I saw that picture, the Harvard hoodie.
Yeah, I got clothes. Okay, I'll wear it tomorrow.
By the way, hey, Todd, I brought in something to hang up here.
Okay.
Oh, good. I got it in my car.
All right.
Because Jim's all over our break room, all over with our office.
We're supposed to bring stuff in.
Oh, look at me. I'm the Super Bowl champion mayor. I'm America's mayor.
I have a lot of things in.
The Packers are America's team, and I'm America's mayor. Rudy Giuliani can go kiss my... Yeah.
Anyway, so John and I have a great... For those people listening, Johnny, they haven't been here. We have an awesome studio, but then we also have an office. And in our office where we, you never know it, but we do some show prep.
Yeah.
We were bringing in photos.
Well,
and you
we
finally
do
brought
more show review.
We do a lot of show review.
Than prep.
Yep, we do.
I'm not a big fan of prep.
Really? Oh, my God. It's been since June. An admission.
You know why, though?
You are very comfortable.
Because I feel like, exactly, I feel like prepping is prepping for mediocrity. And I really mean that. Because you're comfortable then. And you prep, and it's like, okay, now I'm comfortable. And I think being comfortable never produces anything great. And I'm not saying I produce things that are great, but I feel that if I prep, it's only going to be whatever. I'm a firm believer of flying without a net or locking the thing without a net or whatever. That's just how I
tight
that's just how
without
I tight
net.
Without a net. That, tight, that's just how rope. I feel.
But we do, but you like do you read up? I read up on our guests.
Well, I read up on things and whatever, but not, you know, some people are so
they have to be organized
and whatever. I don't believe in that.
I just
like doing it by the seat
of my
pants.
I'll be honest with you, John. We started in June.
You used to have notes.
I did.
You used to have diagrams.
I had diagrams. If this doesn't work, it would go to this box. I had like
flow
the
chart over
I did.
There, right?
I did. I had the four quadrants and what's going to happen. And Johnny, I'm going through this. We're doing a practice, and you're looking out the window, and I'm like, John, come on, man. This is like serious.
Ted Stefaniak on our Friday nights, he would tape up all sorts of notes all over the thing. And I'd come in. It's like, hey, do you have the starters? Let me write the starters. I'd just be scribbling them down or whatever. My buddy last week when we had Brendan from NBC 26, and he had color-coded whatever, and I just scratched a piece of whatever. I just, you know, everybody's got their own way of doing things.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah. But anyway, we got a big show today. We got a lot of fun stuff coming up. Dr. Kristen is going to be here.
I see that.
I think she's the most awesome person in the world. And
is she coming in?
Is she coming in?
She's coming in.
Awesome. Oh, my goodness.
Cool.
Phenomenal. Yes.
All right. And, of course, we got...
We got Gary Gresh coming up to talk about tonight. We're going to a basketball game. We got Central Break. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. We'll be back. Mind of the Mayor, getting started on Monday morning.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Over the weekend, Israel launching what it's calling the second phase of its latest war against Hamas. ABC's Justin Finch reports from Washington.
The Israeli Defense Force is bolstering its Gaza ground offensive against Hamas militants, dispatching armored tanks into the Palestinian territory. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying Israel is now in an expanded second phase of war. The Israeli PM and President Biden speaking via phone, with Biden saying Israel needs to defend itself in a manner consistent with international humanitarian law.
Anti-Israel protesters storming an airport tarmac in western Russia. Hundreds of people surrounding a flight from Tel Aviv after it landed in Dagestan, a primarily Muslim region, throwing rocks, 60 people arrested. The Los Angeles County coroner waiting for a toxicology report to determine the cause of death of Friends actor Matthew Perry. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Dane County judge has blocked a move by state lawmakers to remove the state's top election official. Attorney General Josh Call filed the lawsuit after the state Senate voted to remove Megan Wolf from the position. In a court filing, Republican leaders said that the vote was symbolic. While today's motion isn't the final ruling on the matter, the judge ruled that Wolf is allowed to continue serving as the state's election administrator until they make a final decision. Penalties could be on their way up for assaulting or doxing an election official in Wisconsin. A new bipartisan bill would also keep people from looking up clerks' phone numbers or addresses through public records requests. Local clerks from across the country say they're facing more and more harassment since the 2020 presidential election. If the bill becomes law, assaulting an elections clerk could mean 18 months in jail. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org, brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Bug Tussle Wireless. Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Here's your updated forecast. A mix of clouds and sun today, with daytime highs approaching 36. West winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast tonight, chance of snow 24. High of 38. Tomorrow, snow likely. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 28.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
All right, Team Pella, listen up.
Thanks, John Kuhn. Customers love our products with limited lifetime warranties. Check out these big plays. Incredible innovations like blinds and shades between the glass.
No interference on that play, coach.
And stylish windows with hidden screens that make game days a breeze.
Can it get any better?
It can. With monthly payments as low as $19 per window, $75 per patio door, and a free quote at PellaWI.com.
Let's go.
6.99 APR for 120 months. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offers on 10/31/2023.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Johnny, we got a text.
Hey, thank you very much, everybody. Welcome back in a Monday morning, Mino and the Mayor.
Another text, but that didn't have to do with your uniform, sexy man uniform that you fantasize about. This had to do with, did you mention the ending of the Kakana WTP game from last Friday? What an ending.
It was unbelievable. That was one of the most amazing high school football games I've ever been a part of. Friday night in Kakana, Kakana against West Depew.
Right.
It was I mean, how many football games have I watched or covered?
Oh, man.
It was the most incredibly weird ending, I guess I should put it in certain ways. Because Kakana basically was just, they had the lead, they're just going to run out the clock, and it came down to like the final 6 seconds for their last play. And just, okay, kill the 6 seconds, and, you know, we thought the quarterback was going to just run around or, you know, just go in the end zone, take a safety, and then, you know, they'd lead by six and be over. And he's a wonderful quarterback, and I'm the last person in the world that I ever put anybody down high school athlete-wise, ever. I never say anything negative against them. But he threw this pass thinking, okay, I'm going to complete a pass. And it was short of the first down. It was on fourth down. So West Depew had 1 second on the clock from like the 10-yard line. Then they changed to 3 seconds, but it didn't really matter. But it's like one play. And they threw a pass. It was a pretty good pass. And the young man didn't catch it. And the game ended. And it was unbelievable. I've never seen emotion. Like even just I was looking in the stands, you know, right behind or right in front of me. It's like, wow, the unbelievable emotion.
So they could have won had this kid caught the pass. Is that what you're saying? Was he in the end zone?
No, but he would have gotten in.
Oh, I hope he doesn't. I hope that doesn't stay with him.
I agree.
It's
easy to say that, but I can remember fumbling against Marquette in 1974. that's no lie. That's the honest to God truth. Because I was hurt all week, had a really bad sprained ankle, and was on crutches all week. And the doctor even said, well, you can play. It just depends on how much pain you can handle. So my coach taped it up, almost like put a cast on my ankle.
Right.
And I played. But I missed the practice. And we kind of did a walkthrough about this one play where I faked to the fullback on this one play, and then I pull it out and run with it type of thing.
Yeah.
And I forgot that. Because it's the same play, but we put an extra twist to it type thing. And I gave it to the fullback, and he wasn't expecting it. He's
right.
Expecting me to pull it out, and I would have had a clear shot at the end. We got beat 14-7. And you know what I mean? And it's one of those things I can think, I think of that to this day. Right now, I can see it. I can see it as plain as day, me putting that football in his gut and then, you know, leaving it there instead of pulling it out.
So that was
1974.
50 years.
Yes. Isn't that amazing? 49 years.
Yeah.
You don't forget things. In sports, you don't forget things.
Okay, but with this kid that maybe did.
And he's a phenomenal player. Yeah. And it wasn't a total drop or anything, but it's just they had a chance. But you know what I mean? It's like, but one of those two phenomenal athletes is going to have to, you know, have that kind of on their mind, you know, because the other kid that threw that pass. He could have run into the end zone.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I would never say a negative thing against a high school athlete.
No.
Ever.
You know, I guess that we're going to have on, it's a little bit of a correlation. You're critical, though, of pros and college, which is fine.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a whole different world.
That's what I'm saying. So Warren Gerds, my kids were in theater, and he had kind of a, not that he was a critic. He said he was billed as a critic. He was more of a writer of theater. But he never did the young. He never criticized or reviewed the young.
Do we have Brittany waiting? Do we have Brittany?
Oh, do we? Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I was just going to say same thing. He was hands off the young.
Yeah, I'm talking to you. Yeah.
And he's
Brittany,
coming on.
I'm so sorry.
Brittany, we didn't know you were on. I'm sorry, Brittany.
How's
Hi, good. Brittany. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Brittany, great colors up in Wausau, right? I mean, I had a wedding to go to in Delafield this weekend, so I was there, and the drive was pleasant. Now, it wasn't really your neck of the woods, but, I mean, is this coming to an end, or we still got a couple weeks left of these?
It is beautiful.
Oh, man.
Hey, Brittany, though, have you been seeing the pictures all over Facebook and everything about the UP this year?
Right.
No, what are they saying?
Their colors are, like, unsurpassed. They're just brilliant. Yeah. It's like somebody said, these might be the nicest colors in the United States of America right now up in the UP. Because normally this time of year,
I haven't gone up there.
Well, normally this time of year, though, they'll get some really bad weather, like really strong winds off of Lake Superior and rain and stuff, and it knocks all the things down before they really get to be, you know, vibrant. And this year they haven't. They are unbelievable, the colors in the UP right now. Unbelievable.
And, oh, that's fantastic. And, oh, I love fall.
Me too. Isn't that great? And I guess that's the greatest. I hate spring, and I love fall.
And what a difference.
I'm with you.
And what a difference when the sun's out. How bright they are and brilliant they are. Yeah, it was a very pleasant drive. So,
if anybody listening has been in the UP and has any pictures, please text them to me, and I will put them on my Facebook.
Yeah, Johnny loves the UP.
I love the UP. I love the UP like you can't believe.
Yeah.
If I ever retire, I'm getting my cabin in the UP.
Yeah, that's our goal, and I have a plan, but we'll talk about that some other time. Okay. I can get Johnny that.
By the way, I got text here as far as a couple of things. Sorry, Brittany, but a couple of quick things here. Plug-in leaf blowers are trash if it doesn't have batteries. Just put them in your curbside dumpster. So you can get, because remember I said, I dug it out. Yeah.
Right. Brittany, we're cleaning out the garage. We're talking about what needs to be recycled, what needs to be taken to the Brown County, what is that, whatever that's called, the old paint and stuff. But Johnny had a question on leaf blowers, and if they're the plug-in, not the battery, if they're the plug-in, it's really a lot of plastic and metal, so you can just throw it away. Yeah. Okay.
And another text, Harbor was phenomenal colors. What Harbor, Todd?
Copper Harbor.
Oh, Copper Harbor.
Oh, I bet.
That's phenomenal place. Unbelievable place, Copper Harbor.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. I'll tell you my Copper Harbor story someday.
Someday. When I screw up. Let's Brittany's online.
But Brittany, here, I got a question for you. Please don't take this as a sexist comment. Because we're opening this to anybody. Okay. So the guys that do the flyovers.
Yeah.
The Packers. And then when they come, you know, they park their planes, land their planes, and come to the game, they're in their flight suits. And ladies just go gaga over them.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So
that's our answer. That's our answer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was the answer. That was the answer. I didn't leave that one right there.
We're just wondering how you rate how you rate that, men in flight suits. It sounds like it's pretty high up there.
Where does that stand amongst other things of what guys could wear where an average guy simply looks hotter in?
Ooh, definitely the military suits, you know what I mean? The pilot, the flight.
Okay.
Men in uniform.
Lumberjacks. Lumberjacks are sexy too, right?
Oh, lumberjacks. Didn't think about that.
Well, so what is it about the lumberjack, though? Is it the beard? Is it the flannel?
Definitely the beard. The beard. Todd.
Todd's trying to promote himself because
you know what? Because guys, know we're gonna lose this show, and it's gonna be the Todd show.
Yeah. What happened to Mine on the Mayor?
Welcome to the Todd Show. Right. I've got a beard and I'm wearing flannel.
Our mystery
guest, Downs lady.
Our mystery guest,
exactly,
used to be on the show last year.
Right.
Oh, it's Jim Schmidt.
Whatever happened to Mino and the Mayor? Who cares? I don't know what they're doing.
I just know they didn't have beards. No. I know that.
Yep. Exactly.
So, Brittany, besides the colors.
We got another one here. The colors on M35 between Menominee and Escanaba are fantastic. Just got that text. That's a tough drive, though. Have you ever made that drive from Menominee to Escanaba? There's one passing lane in that entire stretch. And, boy, you're going to get behind some kind of a truck that's going to go 52 miles an hour for about 40 miles until that passing stretch. Have you ever made that one, Brittany?
I have. It's worth it, but it's exactly what happens.
Beautiful, but that's exactly what happens. Yeah, you can't be in a hurry on that stretch.
Brittany, we've got... No. Okay, Brittany, you're our guest on now, but we do later today, I think. Yeah, it's today. We're having that Scott coming on for the I-41 corridor project, you know, that's being expanded.
Yep.
To six lanes, finally. I mean, that's four lanes.
That's awesome, man.
But that's four lanes I'm complaining. I mean, I would never... That two-lane stuff, I couldn't do that. Not going to do that. I'll look at pictures before I drive that. Brittany, so the colors, how much time do we have left on enjoying the colors here in Wisconsin?
Not too much more time. I mean, those winds are going to start to get really gusty, especially with this next system coming in, bringing some snow tomorrow for Halloween.
I know.
Really?
Crazy.
We got snow tomorrow?
A little bit, right? Yeah. Just a covering? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're talking with Brittany Marleau, who is the chief meteorologist for Civic Media, and we only have a limited time left on enjoying these colors. That's kind of sad.
But, you know, Brittany, we were talking about with the UP where it's just been phenomenal this year. They haven't had any of that nasty weather yet. And where normally this time of year, you'd get those really strong winds off of Lake Superior or whatever and rain, it knocks it all down. But they haven't had that yet. And that's where they say the colors are just unbelievable this year in the UP.
No.
Gosh, lucky them. Until tomorrow when that system hits.
Yeah.
They're going to take half of them off.
Wow. Yeah. So, hey. A lot of kids coming out tomorrow. You want to talk about? I usually get about 300 trick or treaters at my house. I live in the hood, and people like to come to our neighborhood and trick or treat, and we love that. We've got all the good candy.
You have the big candy bars?
Yep.
Do you do full size?
Okay. Yep.
Do you really do? How expensive is that these days?
It's like
that's got to be like $300.
It is. Yeah, it is. It's a dollar candy bar. Yeah.
Brittany, why don't you come to Green Bay? You, me, and John will dress up in like Scooby-Doo stuff.
Yeah.
And we'll show up at the mayor's house for the big candy bars.
I'm in.
I got regulars that come my neighbors, though. It's not just me. We live in Astor Park, and there's a number of us who give out the good-sized candy bars. And I think that's cool. I think the kids are awesome. They always say thank you. And anyway, so how's the weather going to be, though, tomorrow? I haven't really looked.
Oh, goodness. You know, bundle up, that's for sure. I mean, we're going to be, when you head out, what time are trick-or-treating hours? Are they 4 to 7 or something like that?
I think
in Manitowoc, they're 5 to 8.
Yeah.
And I think 8 is way too late. I don't like kids walking around in the dark.
In the dark. But that's kind of what adds to it. I remember doing that as a kid.
Absolutely.
Where did you grow up, Brittany?
Suburb of Chicago, like way suburb, like 45 minutes out. So.
What suburb?
Downers Grove area.
Downers Grove. Oh, sure.
Yeah. By Naperville.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I remember going out in the night. I agree. That was the best part.
Absolutely.
And then,
the pumpkins look better because they're lit up. You see the candles. No, that's cool. Right. That's awesome. Right. Okay.
Yeah, definitely. But,
it's going
to
be cool.
I mean, we're going to be seeing temperatures in those mid-30s by the time it's 8 o'clock. Ooh. So with the winds gusting up to 25 miles an hour, which is the peskiest part of it all, that's going to make it feel like the 20s. So dress for the 20s. Layers,
all
that kind of jazz.
I'll be honest with you. I guarantee you, when I was trick-or-treating, we always had to put our cheap little dime store, this thing was probably such a fire thing. It would go up in a second, you know what I mean? But you'd put that thing on over a big winter coat.
Right, over a parka.
You would rip out the back part or whatever every time. And then I remember I would have a mixed thing. I'd have I had a ghost mask. And some other kind of like a scarecrow bottom part. It was just
that's schizophrenic. Mino.
Exactly. Yeah.
As long as kids can see, right?
And the mask. I got a text here. And the mask smelled like chemicals. Yes, they did. They smelled like chemicals. There's probably nothing less healthy that a kid could put on back in my days than a Halloween costume. Ever.
That's so true.
Yep.
All right. So they got to bundle up. And then put the costume over.
And I remember one year we made our own bags out of like the brown paper grocery bags. You would decorate them at school and everything.
Yeah.
And that night, a typical wet, snowy night up in Negaunee. And it was dragging, and I lost 90% of my candy because I had dragged a hole in it as I was going along. Yeah. Wonderful memories of Halloween.
Yeah, John. Yeah. I have great memories of trick or treat.
No, I don't.
I bought a bunch of those plastic pumpkins with the handles on.
Yeah.
Look for trick or treat. So I don't know how I got maybe 15 of them I bought, but the kids that come and if they have that bag like you had in Negaunee, the paper bag, I just tell them, I give them that.
You actually hand out?
Not a lot.
Pumpkins?
The plastic ones.
Plastic pumpkins.
Yeah. They're like.
Okay, you're the only person I've ever heard of that actually criticizes what a kid might. Let me see that bag.
I don't really do that.
Here, I was mayor. When I was mayor, he's saying, here,
I don't
take
do,
this.
I don't,
take this.
I don't do that.
What the hell's the matter with your parents? Why would they let you go trick-or-treating with a bag like that? That's unbelievable. Here. Take this.
I just, no. It's like, hey, would you like this? And they're like, oh, yeah, thank you.
And then the mom and dad, where'd you get that from? That man there, that son of a.
If they think
my kid doesn't have a good enough bag, let me tell you what. All right, we got to celebrate. Brittany, it's always fun having you on.
All right, we're going to dress warm
thank
tomorrow.
Thank you, guys. You got me in tears.
All right.
Take care. See ya.
Happy Halloween.
Mind of the Mayor, back right after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Small businesses represent the lifeblood of every community. In Wisconsin, small businesses represent 99.4% of all businesses. Their importance to our economy, especially our rural livelihood, cannot be overstated. Entrepreneurs must be innovative and have a growth mindset in order to keep pace. Business owners and employees of small businesses can attend a free presentation by small business expert Fred Hochberg. Hochberg is former head of the Small Business Administration, the Export-Import Bank of the United States, and the Lillian Vernon Corporation. His presentation, Small Business Growth Strategies in Rural Communities, takes place on Wednesday, November 8th at the UW Green Bay Marinette Campus. Hochberg will share ideas for how rural businesses can thrive in today's marketplace. Funding for the presentation comes from the Tommy G. Thompson Center for Public Leadership. For more information on Fred Hochberg's November 8th presentation, Small Business Growth Strategies in Rural Communities, and to register for this free event, visit thompsoncenter.wisc.edu. That's thompsoncenter.wisc.edu.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on WGBW and WISS. This segment brought to you by Midwest Restoration, family owned since 2008, commercial and residential restoration. They will be there in an hour or less when you have an emergency. They not only help you with your current sewer backup, sub pump failure, or water damage, they help prevent future problems such as mold as well, fire damage. They help secure your building or home to prevent more damage. They provide full restoration services from board up to rebuild. They will first secure your property by boarding up and covering all openings and tarp the roof structure if needed. They will then work with your insurance adjuster to start the process of cleaning up and restoring your property. We've talked about it. Water heaters go out at the worst times possible. Sump pumps fail at the worst times possible. Who do you call when those things happen? You call Midwest Restoration. They will take it from there. Trust me, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. You've got a bad situation. There is nobody that will help you out more than Midwest Restoration. They are truly incredible. 920-MIDWEST is their number. 920-MIDWEST is their number. Give them a call. Like they like to say, on your worst day, they will be your best friend. Yeah. And that's a guarantee. Midwest Restoration, they are truly incredible. All right, tonight... Awesome. Basketball starts. College basketball starts.
It does.
And we're going to go to a fun game tonight.
We are.
Still an exhibition type season, but this is going to be a lot of fun. St. Norbert against UW Green Bay. And joining us right now, the head coach of the Green Knights of St. Norbert, Gary Gresh.
My alma mater.
G-Man.
Hey, Mino, how are you doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing great. Nikki, how are you?
I'm good.
Did you say Nikki?
Jimmy.
Yeah, Nikki. Yeah, me and Nikki aren't doing the show anymore. It's been like 12 years. But thanks for listening. Thanks, Gary. Yeah, hey, you Wawa.
Gotcha.
Hey,
gotcha.
You Wauwatosa guys all stick together. You Tulsa East guys. Yeah.
No, we're looking forward to seeing you tonight. I went to St. Norbert a long time ago, and we've had your the coach of GB on as well, and it's great to have this local game tonight, and we're looking forward to it.
I think it's great you guys do this.
Yeah, Johnny and I are going to be there.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for our kids, really, because a lot of times the Division I schools are playing in closed scrimmages, you know, and so a lot of times they don't even do the exhibition game. So we're really fortunate. I believe Green Bay will probably scrimmage another Division I school in a closed scrimmage, but we're able to play this exhibition game tonight.
I think that's fantastic. I mean, get to see all the local teams or the both local teams together in a game like this. I think it's fantastic.
And it's great for the students.
It's great for the fans early in the season. Get out on a Monday night.
Yeah.
Get over there. 6 o'clock, early tip.
And it's on campus, right?
It is. It's at the Crest Event Center.
Yep.
Yeah, we have,
which I love. I love that place.
I like the smaller venue. Sometimes you go to the Rash. Of course, you guys got a good place over at, St. Norbert. But you know, those GB games, you know, at the Rush Center, 11,000 seats, and they get 2,000-3,000. Whereas, anyway, that's gonna be fun tonight. That the pep band's gonna be great. I hope some students come out from St. Norbert too, because that could be a really fun game. There's, you know, we need someone to cheer for. Yeah. Johnny and I were talking earlier. You know, we had our Badgers went down and our Packers didn't do too well and the Bucks. So anyway, we're behind you guys tonight.
Well, thanks. And there's some local kids on our roster. So Evan Glazer is one of our seniors from Appleton East. My son, actually, Garrett Gresh, played at Notre Dame. Kyle Krieger from Ashwaubenon. And then a couple of our freshmen, Derek Shaw from Pulaski and Connor Pitletsky from Green Bay Southwest, are both freshmen on our roster.
Is that Coach Shaw's son?
It is. It is. Dave Shaw, yeah.
Boy, you want to feel old? I remember when I'd do their games, televise their games, and he'd ask if his little son could come on in the post-game thing to say hello to Grandma and Grandpa and stuff.
Hi, Mr. Mino.
Exactly. Now he's playing college. Yeah, that's, yeah, exactly. I got a text here. Gary is a class act. Love what he's doing at SNC. Go Green Knights. Coach Woodkey, Kimberly High School.
Well, thanks, Coach Woodkey. I appreciate it. We've tried to have sustained success over a number of years, and I think that's how you measure a true program. I think different schools pop up from year to year, but I think we've been able to have some sustained success over the years and build a true program.
So how is it coaching your son?
I was going to ask that.
And the reason I say this, Jim would understand this part of it, because his son and my son were at Resurrection School. And they were doing like the Christmas singing pageants or something. And Gary's son would be like overly like dramatic and just kind of, and I'd be standing next to Gary and he'd be trying to get his attention like,
Remember that, Gary? Gary would be lip syncing and Dom would be, you know, singing the music and playing his instrument. So your son was much more mature than Gary.
Because Gary would be like, his arms going out and doing whatever.
That's awesome.
And Gary would be so mad. So that's why I was just wondering what it's like coaching him.
I mean, truly, how is it coaching your son?
You know, he's a July birthday, and actually it was my wife's great idea to push him forward out of preschool, and I was hoping we'd hold him back, not really for athletic purposes, just for maturity's sake.
Yeah.
He's a little bit immature. So when you get to college, there's a whole different level of accountability that, you know, they're just not used to. You got to get in a stance. You got to run back on defense. You got to box out. You got to play hard. So this was his really first time getting that accountability. And then it was also coming from dad. So that whole first year was very hard on both of us. Right. And, you know, when Coach Bennett coached Tony, everyone knew Tony was the best player. He was going to shoot a lot. He deserved to start. And then that freshman year, my son was kind of in the middle. So he was a little bit of a gray area. And I've always said, I want him to be the best player, so there's no questions, or the worst player, so I'm not playing him. I'm trying to win. And he's kind of in that middle area, which made it tough on both of us. But then his sophomore year, he took a nice step forward, played a little bit better. The team had more success, and now he's already a junior.
How about your daughter, buddy?
Yeah, I'm proud. I'm really proud. She really works at it, puts a lot of time in. And they're going to go for a four-peat there at Notre Dame this year, and then she'll be off to Wisconsin, and we'll be empty nesters. But
wow.
I'm really happy for her. She's really put a lot of time in. She really loves the game and just gets a little bit better. She was very polished at a young age, but she's continued to add stuff to her game each and every year.
Awesome.
Wow, you are an awesome dad and an awesome coach. That's going to be fun tonight.
Also got an awesome wife.
Yeah,
they've got an awesome
mom.
It
sounds like I'm glad he's.
Oh
over.
Yeah, she runs the household. That's
she's,
for sure.
She's tough.
Look, that could,
yeah.
I'm glad you're at that point in life where you can admit that, because I'm there too. We're looking forward to seeing this local talent tonight, and I know there's still tickets available. So people who are listening, you know, tonight at the Crest Center, UWGB versus St. Norbert College, 6 p.m. tip off. That's going to be fun, and it's easy parking. I don't even know what the tickets are.
I might be getting together with Norgie before the game, so I'm not sure I'm going to make it for tip-off.
Well, just make sure you're rooting for the right team, I know.
We're good.
Gary Gresh, head coach at St. Norbert. You've done such a magnificent job there, G-Man. Look forward to seeing you tonight, and we'll be pulling for you all season long, brother.
All right, thanks for having me on. We'll see you tonight.
All right,
thanks, Coach. Gary Gresh, head coach at St. Norbert. St. Norbert against UWGB tonight. Out on campus, which is cool. We're going to be there. They'll be fun. I want to back them all season long. We're going to set a quick break. Mind of the Mayor back after this.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm